So we're in the halachot of Purim, but before we get to Purim, we have to talk about the Dalet Parashiyot, the Arba Parashiyot. So we discussed Parashat Shkalim. The next one in line is the most important one. It is Parashat Zachor. Zachor Asher Asar Lecha Amalek Baderech. Basically, we have a mitzvah min haTorah to remember Amalek. Zachor et Asher Asar Lecha Amalek. To remember what Amalek did to us on the way when we left Mitzrayim. So according to most poskim, actually, most rishonim, everyone agrees it's a mitzvah min haTorah, but how are you mekayem this mitzvah? So most rishonim say you're mekayem this mitzvah through reading Parashat Zachor, through reading it in the Torah. And the Shulchan Aruch holds like this as well. Most poskim hold like this. It's a mitzvah haTorah. That's why we have to be extremely careful to come to, obviously, it goes without saying to wake up for minyan that day, right? Extremely careful to listen to the words of the Baal Korer, the one who's reading the Torah. And in addition, Chaim Avadia points out that we know mitzvot tzrichot kavana, that in order to be mekayem mitzvah, you have to have kavana. You have to have kavana to be yotzei the mitzvah. According to Shulchan Aruch, you're not, or at least lechatchila, you're not. So therefore, it's incumbent upon the Baal Koreh to make an announcement beforehand, or someone to make an announcement, that the Baal Koreh is having in mind to be motzi everyone of this mitzvah, and you are having in mind, everyone's having in mind, to be mekayem the mitzvah of zechirat amalek. So now, when it comes to women, there's a machloket in the Rishonim, whether women are obligated in this mitzvah as well. So one side of the Rishonim say it's a mitzvah aseh she'en hazman grama. It's not time bound. So any mitzvah that is not time bound, women are obligated. And why? Because technically speaking, the mitzvah zichirat amalek, there's no specific time for it. It happens to me. Our custom is to read it the Shabbat right before Purim. But technically speaking, if you read it in Parashat Kitetzeh, where it is in the weekly Parashiyot, technically speaking, you're yotzeh. So it's not time bound. Since it's not time bound, women are also obligated. However, other Rishonim say that the whole purpose of remembering Amalek is in order to go and fight Amalek. It's a means to go and fight Amalek. And since women are not soldiers, they're not really to be soldiers. Men are soldiers, not women. And women don't go out to war. Men go out to war. So therefore, they are not obligated in the mitzvah of zichirat Amalek either. So that's what other Rishonim say. So it's a machlok in the Rishonim. Today, the custom is, just look around, the custom is that women come to Bet Knesset, they come to listen to the mitzvah of, they come to listen to Amalek, the parasha of Amalek in Bet Knesset, which is a beautiful thing. And even if they're not able to come to Bet Knesset, they try to come afterwards, and the Baal Koreh, he makes sure that they arrange for the Sefer Torah to be taken out again, for a special reading just for the woman later on in the day. That's the custom in many, many, many communities, which is a beautiful thing. However, technically speaking, there's a machloket about it, and the ones who are mekel have on what to rely on. However, the custom today is that women listen to it as well. When it comes to hearing it in your own miftah, so since it's a mitzvah min haTorah, so you should do it in the best way possible. What's the best way possible? To hear the mitzvah, to hear the parashah of Amalek being read in your own miftah, in your own according to your own customs. So Sfaradi should be praying in a Beit Knesset Sfaradi, or at least hearing the parashah of Amalek through a Baal Koreh who pronounces the words like the way we pronounce it, and with the trup, with the tune that we read it with. Ashkenazi should be praying with Ashkenazim as well. It'd be very, very, very important to do that during Parashat Zachor because of its severity. Any other questions?
Can you read it to yourself if you miss it?
Can you read it to yourself if you miss it? So technically speaking, you could. You could read it from the Sefer Torah. You could open up a Sefer Torah and you could read it, right? However, I don't know if you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah, you know, just for one individual to read it. I don't know if that's allowed. It could be that you need a group of people to take it out for. I'm not sure about that. You're allowed to take it out for women, for a group of women, For an individual person, I'm not sure. Maybe you are. I'm not sure.
When you practice for your bar mitzvah with
How do you practice? You use a tikkun korim.
No,
they bring out. Yeah. Okay. So maybe you're right. I just don't know. I just don't know. But pending that issue, that technicality. Yeah. You read it from the Sefer Torah. You're yotze. Actually, it happens to me that I used to pray in an Ashkenazi Bet Knesset. And after actually for a while already, I've been praying in Ashkenazi Bet Knesset. Whenever I was in yeshiva, it's an Ashkenazi yeshiva, or even after my yeshiva days, and I was praying in Ashkenazi Bet Knesset, But always they always gave permission to the Sfaradim to take a Sefer Torah out and take it to a different room, so that all the Sfaradim can hear it in their own miftah, you know. So that was never a problem, even if you're praying in Ashkenazi shul. Actually, one time I was the one who was reading it, and I saw one Ashkenazi kol guy when I was in yeshiva. I saw one Ashkenazi kol guy coming and listening to the kriya that we were reading in an hour away. So I said to him, "Listen, you know, why are you here? You just heard it downstairs." He said, "If you guys are going to Olam Haba because your way is the proper way of reading it, I want to come with you." You know, so that's what he said. So therefore, just to keep in mind of the severity of this mitzvah. It's a very, very important mitzvah. According to many, most poskim, it's a mitzvah min haTorah, and one should not take it lightly. Have a great day, everyone.